Hilchus Yesodei HaTorah, Perek Chi, the ninth chapter of Yesodei HaTorah, Halacha Aleph. Dov or Baruru Mefurish B'Torah, Shehi Mitzvah Imedis La'olam U'la'olam Me'elamim. It's clear and explicit in Torah that the Torah is a mitzvah, it's a commandment that stands forever and ever and ever. Ein la'loi shinui v'loi giroyim v'loi tosfos. It doesn't go over, it doesn't go through a change. Like Giroyin, it can't. You can't detract from it, v'loy toisvus, and you can't add to it. Shenemar the pasuk says in Dvarim, as kolad parshas re'ei, as kolad davar shenoychim etzave eschem oisi shishmu ulasis loy soisav alav loy sigur emenu. Moshe communicating Hashem, he said, communicating the name of Hashem, all the ideas, all the mitzvahs that I command you, you should preserve and do that. Do not add. And do not detract, do not diminish. V'nemar the pasuk also says later at the end of Dvarim, Perek Chavtes, Parshas Nitzavim, V'hanigloys, Lanu, Levaneinu, Ad Oilam, Lasses, as called Divrei HaTorah Azos. That which is concealed belongs to Hashem, but V'hanigloys, the Torah and the mitzvahs that are revealed, were given to us and our children for eternity, to perform all of the words of the Torah. Halamadata, from these psukim, you learn, Shekol Divrei Torah Mitzuvim, Anu La'asoysam Ad Oilam. All of the words of Torah, we were instructed by Hashem to perform them for eternity. V'cheinu oimer, the pasuk also says, Vayikra chav gimel chukas oilam l'doirei seichem. This is a statue that lasts all the generations forever. V'nemar, the pasuk says, in Parshas Nitzavim loy bashamayim hi. The Torah is not in heaven. In other words, the Torah was given at Har Sinai, and the Torah is not reinvented and reinterpreted in heaven by another prophet. So, the Rambam now established two things. First of all, it's clear in the Torah that Torah and mitzvahs were eternal, were given by Hashem through Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe communicated to the Jewish people, do not add, do not change, do not decrease, do not increase, as he brings all the psuk. The Rambam also brings a pasuk, Loi b'shamayim hi, Torah was given from heaven to earth. It's not to be reinterpreted in heaven, as he will explain. Halamadata, from here you learn, She'ein novi rashoy l'chadish davar meyatam. From after Matan Torah, no prophet in history has the divine right to innovate and say something new about Torah. Loi b'shamayim hi. Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Jewish people, first of all, it's eternal. Nothing is going to be changed. And number two, no Navi can say a new, give something new in Torah. As the Rambam is going to elaborate, why? It's not in heaven anymore. It was given in earth. Earth now has the Torah. There's no new Torah coming from heaven. Lefichach, what does this mean practically? Im yamaydish, if a person stands up, bein minu umas bein miyisrael, whether from the nations or a Jew, v'yasa oisa maifas, and he's impressive, he does a great miracle. V'yoyman, he says, shashem shlochi lohoisef mitzvah ligroya mitzvah. He says, Hashem spoke to me last night and he sent me to add a new mitzvah. Mitzvah 614. Or you know what? He wants us to take off a mitzvah. We're going to be only 612. And he does a great miracle. This is a message from me. Moshe was a prophet and I'm also a prophet. Oi, where he says something else. Sha'amar, he says, no. Sha'oisin ha-mitzvah sh'netzava ben Yisrael einan la'olam al-adayda doydas al-mitzvah s'lufizman hayu. He says something else. I'm not adding a mitzvah. I'm not taking off a mitzvah. I'm just telling you, all the mitzvahs that Moshe gave the Jewish people, the Jewish people were commanded by Moshe Rabbeinu, they were never meant to be eternal. They were basically temporary mitzvahs. History changes. There's progress, my friends. You know, kashrus was for hygiene purposes. Mikveh was for hygiene purposes. In different cultures and different milieus, the mitzvahs God really wanted. But they were never meant to be timeless. This is his message. Harezen Navi Sheker. You don't have to ask questions. You know that he is a false prophet or she is a false prophet. Could be a Jew, could be a non-Jew, could be somebody who's extremely spiritual, could be a great miracle, a person who does miracles. You know that they're lying. Why? Why do you know they're lying? Maybe it's true. Maybe God told this to them. We go back to the same principle of chapter 8, which you have to learn in order to understand chapter 9. He's coming to deny the prophecy of Moshe. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have communicated Torah and mitzvahs and not say it's eternal, okay. So now there's a new prophet saying that it's eternal. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have communicated Torah and mitzvahs and say, you can add, you could change, fine. You can add and change. But Moshe Rabbeinu told us, Every mitzvah is eternal. It's not temporary. And you cannot change a mitzvah, add a mitzvah, take off a mitzvah. Moshe's prophecy has been authenticated how? Not through hearsay, not through miracles. Through the most powerful experience that allows us to say that something is authentic in our world. And that is the stimuli that God allowed us, that I can hear things, I could see things, and that becomes the basis for reality. That is the way the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu has been authenticated. This person is now denying that Nevuah. He could do the greatest miracle in the world. But basically, he just pulled the rug out of his own feet, because the only reason we listen to a Navi is why? Because Moshe Rabbeinu told us to listen to a Navi. We don't know for sure that the Navi is true. The moment the Navi is saying something against Moshe Rabbeinu, he now basically told us and said, by the way, I'm lying. Because I'm contradicting the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's it. Umisase bechenek. There's a death penalty through strangulation. Al shehezi the davar b'shem Hashem ashaloytzivo, because he willingly spoke in the name of Hashem and he said something false. He said something Hashem never told him. Hashem never told him that the Torah was temporary and now it's supposed to be changed or added a mitzvah, took off a mitzvah. Shehu baruch. Why? Maybe Hashem did tell him. Shehu baruch shmoi tzivu l'moshe shamitzvah zeis lan olvaneinu adaylam. Because Hashem told Moshe that every mitzvah is for us and our children forever, for eternity. And God is not a man who lies. The basic principle of Yiddishkeit is to say that Hashem is a liar, that undermines everything. So that means Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu that the mitzvah is eternal. And then a couple of thousand years later, God said, you know what? I'm having a bad day today. Well, let's cancel out one mitzvah. That's the basis of calling Hashem v'chaziv, that God forbid God can utter something untrue. That's completely antithetical to the entire basis of Judaism and of logic. And therefore, the Rambam says, that Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu something clear about Torah and mitzvahs. This man, this prophet or woman or Jew or Gentile is denying it. We know for sure that they're contradicting Hashem's words. So now who should I trust? Should I trust that which I saw as real, that Hashem said the mitzvah is eternal, or should I trust this guy who I'm not even sure is saying the right thing? I know he's a liar. Now to say he's not a liar and God changed his mind, should I trust him who made a miracle, or should I trust that God doesn't change his mind when he said something is eternal? He said something is eternal and you don't add and you don't decrease, so therefore I know this man is lying and there's a death penalty. Base im kain, if that's the case, lama nemen b'teira navi yakim lemekerav acheim kamoicha v'nasati dvarei b'fi v'dibri v'gaim. Why then do we have a whole sugya, a whole mitzvah, parsha shoftim? Hashem says, I will have a navi stand up, a prophet stand up from among their brothers, and I will communicate my words to his mouth, and he will communicate it to the Jewish people. I don't understand. You just said, loy b'shamayim, the Torah is not in heaven anymore. We were given the Torah. There's no role for prophecy here. Why are you appointing prophets to communicate God's words? What is he going to say? Add a mitzvah? That's a lie. Take off a mitzvah is a lie. Change a mitzvah is a lie. Say mitzvahs were temporary is a lie. God spoke his words in Geendik. Chasal said, that's it. This is it. Where's the Navi coming in? Says the Rambam, loy lasa is das hu ba. Never ever in history does a prophet come to create a new religion, to create a new faith. And of course, the Rambam here is taking quite a powerful and explicit stab at the two religions, monotheistic religions, both derivatives and distortions of Judaism, Christianity, and then Islam, where prophets came along and said, Moses was a prophet. Moses was the real guy. But the last prophet is Muhammad. Or there's another one. Oisei Hayish. Yeshua Noitzri Yashke. And what did they do? They said, different parts of Torah should be changed. Some things were only for then. There's a new mitzvah. We take off a mitzvah. A Navi of God never comes to introduce a new religion or alter the Jewish religion for the Jewish people. Why not? Because that is a declaration of war on the Torah. This is what people don't understand. Christianity and Islam claim that Judaism is true. They believe in Maimon Har Sinai, but they believe that there are changes. But that belief is a declaration of war on Maimon Har Sinai, because Maimon Har Sinai authenticated Moshe's prophecy. Moshe says, "Lanu levaneinu ad oila." Moshe says, "Loi soisiv v'loi sigra." Moshe says, "Loi bashamayim hi." So now, when Jews who are tenaciously committed to the truth through thick and thin heard a Navi who's trying to change the religion, they knew immediately it's a lie, it's a sheker. And miracles did not change a thing. So what's the role of a prophet? Ella, the role of a prophet is letzavos al divrei haTorah ulahazirom shlo yavru aleha, to instruct, to inspire the Jewish people to follow the Torah, and to caution them from transgressing, from abandoning the Torah. The Rambam says this is most articulated in the last prophet, the one who concluded the era of prophecy, whose name was Malachi, who lived in the beginning of the era of the second Beis Hamikdash, and is the last prophet recorded in our 24 books of Tanakh, Malachi. And Malachi says, chapter 3 at the end, Zichru Torahs Moshe Avdi. Remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. He's an authentic prophet. He's telling the Jewish people, remember the Torah of Moshe Avdi. I'm not coming to change the Torah. V'chein, another role of a prophet is in addition to inspiring and strengthening the relationship between the Jews and Torah. V'chein, if the prophet commanded us concerning issues that are voluntary, go to this place, don't. Do declare this war, engage this war today, go into battle or don't. Build this fortress or don't. Mitzvah l'shmayalai, here too. If he has the criteria of a Navi, it's a mitzvah to listen to him. He didn't change the Torah when he says build a wall, or don't go to war, or don't go to this place, or keep the Torah. That's not changing the religion of Torah. And if somebody transgresses his words, chayav misa b'dei shamayim, this person is culpable of heavenly death. Shenemar, the pasuk says, in shayftim v'hoya isha shel ishma al dvara sheyedabe b'shmi, anoichi edrish me'ima. A person who will not listen to the words of the prophet who speaks in my name, I, Hashem, I will exact from him a penalty. In other words, this is a punishment from me. This is death from heaven. It has nothing to do with human punishment. Unlike, he said in Halacha Aleph, if the prophet lies in the name of Hashem, then there is a human death penalty. Here it's Misa B'dei Shemayim. Gimel, V'chein Navi Shavad al-Divrei Atzmai. Also a prophet who transgresses his own words. In other words, he violates his own prophecy. V'akoyvish Nevuasai, or a prophet who suppresses his prophecy. He refrains from communicating it. Chayav Misa B'dei Shemayim. In these two cases as well, he is liable to a heavenly death penalty. In all these three cases, what are the three cases? Number one, somebody who transgresses the words of the prophet. The prophet said one thing and the person did the opposite. Or a prophet who transgresses, violates his own words. Or a prophet who suppresses his prophecy and abstains from communicating it. All these three cases. On this, the pasuk says in Shoftim, "Anoichi edrish mi'imei." Hashem says, "I will demand from him." V'chein. Here is another fascinating scenario. V'chein im yomar lanu anavi shenoida lanu shu navi laver alachas mekol mitzvah samur is b'toyra. Here's fascinating halach. Till now, we learned the only role of a prophet could be what? To strengthen the observance of Torah in Jewish life, number one. Number two, to communicate things that are voluntary, not part of the mitzvahs. For example, go to war or don't go to war. Those are the two things. Says the Rambam, there's also a third thing. If the Navi comes to us, and we know that he's a Navi. What do you mean we know that he's a Navi? He has all the criteria that a Navi has, and he performed the miracles that make us convinced, according to the mitzvah of Torah, to accept him. We have an ability to accept him as a Navi before. And this Navi, who's already been accepted as an authentic prophet, prophecy, this is not the first story of Nevuah. We already know that he's a Navi, which is not a simple feat, because we learned in chapter 7 what the criteria is to be able to know that somebody is a Navi. And then the Torah says, listen to him. If this man or woman comes and he tells us something very interesting, laver al achas mikol mitzvah samur is b'Torah, to transgress one of the mitzvahs that says in the Torah, oy al mitzvah sarber, or maybe many mitzvahs, ben kalos ben chamuris, whether lenient ones or even stringent ones, lefisha, temporarily. Mitzvah l'shmoyalai. It's a mitzvah to listen to this Navi and follow what he's saying. You just told me that this Navi who changes Torah is false. Moshe Rabbeinu said Torah is eternal. Moshe Rabbeinu says don't add to a mitzvah. Don't detract from a mitzvah. Don't diminish a mitzvah. Moshe said, Lo b'shamayim, a Navi can't innovate a new Torah. What happened here? So the Rambam explains, V'chein lamadnu mechachamim rishonim mepi hashmua. So we have learned from the early sages mepi hashmua. Remember what mepi hashmua means. We're going to have these words a lot. Mepi hashmua means not by hearsay. Mepi hashmua doesn't mean by hearsay. Shmua in Hebrew means, mepi hashmua, you heard up a rumor. Mepi hashmua means a tradition that goes back from generation to generation orally, back to Moshe Rabbeinu, who heard it from Har Sinai, from Hashem. What's the tradition? And it's intimated in the text of Chumash, but not explicit. That's why it's Mepi Hashmu. It's the oral tradition. It's recorded in Torah Shebaal Peh. Back to the introduction of the Rambam, why Torah Shebaal Peh is recorded. What's the tradition? Bakol, about anything. Im yoymer lecha anovi avoid al divri Torah keliyo bahar karmel, shmaloi, chutz mevedes kechofa. Anything that the Navi, any issue of Torah the Navi tells you, transgress words of Torah, like Eliyahu on Mount Carmel. What's the story of Eliyahu on Mount Carmel? Melachim Aleph, Kings 1, chapter 17, chapter 18, what happens? Eliyahu on Navi, one of the prophets during Bayis Rishon, under the leadership, the monarch then was Achav and his wife Izebel, and Eliyahu on Navi knows that hundreds of Baal, there are hundreds of Jewish prophets who are idol worshippers. And he confronts the Jews and he says, "How long are you going to sit on the fence? If God is real, go to God. And if the Baal is real, go to the Baal." He basically pushes them against the wall. And then he invites hundreds of prophets of idolatry, the prophets of an idol known as the Baal, which was a very popular prophecy during that milieu, to a grand competition, if you wish, standoff at Mount Carmel. And what happens? The altars are built. He takes two bulls. He gives the prophets of the Baal a bull. He takes a bull. He wants them to sacrifice their ox to the Baal prophet. And let's see what happens then. And then he does his. Of course, they slaughter the ox. They put it on the altar. And what happens? Nothing. They're hoping, they're begging, they're scratching their skin, hoping that their deity is going to perform some miracle, and there shall be a fire that will consume, a heavenly fire that will consume the flesh of the sacrifice to prove that the Baal is authentic. Nothing happens, and Eliyahu HaNavi, of course, does his. The fire consumes his ox, and all the nation screams, "Hashem Hu Elokim, Hashem Hu Elokim." 1 second. Eliyahu HaNavi sacrificed a carbon to Hashem on Mount Carmel during the era of Bayis Rishon, when there's Yerushalayim and there's a Beis HaMikdash. What's happening? We have a tradition. When a Navi, who you know is a Navi, tells you to violate one mitzvah temporarily, listen to him. Any mitzvah besides idolatry. Only if it's temporary. Eliyahu on Mount Carmel sacrificed, he offered a carbon oila, an all-consuming carbon to Hashem, but Yerushalayim was chosen for this. Only Yerushalayim. V'amakriv b'chutz, and somebody who offers a sacrifice to Hashem outside of the Beis HaMikdash, chayav kares, is liable of a heavenly death penalty. How can Eliyahu HaNavi do this? The Jewish people should have stood up and said, "Rebbe Eliyahu, this is forbidden." If a chevra man wakes up in the morning and said, "I had a dream last night, God said we're doing a carbon tomorrow," we don't listen to him. Eliyahu HaNavi was a Navi, and he was an established Navi. Then it's a mitzvah to listen to him, to violate a mitzvah temporarily. Our sages taught that when it says in Parshas Shoftim, "A love tishmon," to the Navi you should listen, it means listen even when it's not so simple to listen to him. If we would have asked Eliyahu, how can we uproot what it says in the Torah Parshas Re'eh, you should not bring your offering in any location, he would answer, this was said, if somebody is makriv b'chutz la'olam, if I come to you and I say, from now on, there's a new Beis HaMikdash. God told me that we should start sacrificing karbonis outside of the Beis HaMikdash for good. This is the rule forever. Chayav kares. Then this person who offers a sacrifice is obligated, is liable for the heavenly death penalty. And the prophet is considered a false prophet. I'm not telling that to you. I am saying today I'm violating the regular mitzvah and sacrificing outside. You know why? Bidvar Hashem. Hashem told me to do this. For one specific reason, to deny, to contradict, to reveal the falsehood of the prophets of the Baal. Valderech Hazois, in this fashion, according to this pattern, Tzivu Kol HaNavim Lavar L'Fisha Mitzvah L'Shmayolam. If all of the prophets, who we know are prophets, tell us to transgress any mitzvah of the Torah temporarily, it's a mitzvah to listen to them. Just like it's a mitzvah. So what happens? The Navi says, Hashem said we should eat on Yom Kippur. This Yom Kippur we should eat. Or Hashem said, this Shabbos we should not keep. So a person says, my whole life I didn't eat on Yom Kippur. And you're telling me in the name of Hashem to eat on Yom Kippur? Mitzvah l'shmoy alai. It's a mitzvah to listen to him. The same God who said to fast on Yom Kippur, the same God who said to observe Shabbos, the same God says, a love to Shmo. And if the Navi is speaking in the name of Hashem, you have to listen to him. But only if it's temporary. What if the Navi says Yom Kippur has been canceled? Or Shabbos from today, Shabbos is Sunday. Or Tefillin, not today, forever, it's canceled. Misase b'chenek. He gets the death penalty, strangulation. Why? I know that he's a false prophet. Because the Torah says all Torah mitzvahs is eternal. And if he undermines that, he's denying the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, who said Torah is eternal. Eliyahu HaNavi did not say Torah is not eternal. Eliyahu HaNavi said Torah is eternal. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, you're not allowed to be makriv outside of the Beis HaMikdash, outside of Yerushalayim. Never. La'olam vah, this is a mitzvah that applies forever. How, of course, you have to have a Beis HaMikdash to be makriv. However, temporarily, Hashem told me that now I can do this. V'chein, another fascinating example. If he uproots one of the halachos that we learned from tradition, meaning it doesn't even say clearly in the Chumash. Another unbelievable example. There's a debate between two sages, okay, let's say in the Jewish court of Sanhedrin. And in any halacha, he says, Hashem came to me and he told me that the halacha is this way, we should follow this opinion. Harei ze navi hashaker, he's a false prophet, ve'yechanek, he should be strangulated. Even though he did a miracle, once again, he's denying Torah. Torah says, Loi b'shamayim, it's not in heaven. Halacha cannot be established in heaven anymore. This is based on a famous Gemara in Baba Metzia, where there's a daf nun tes. Rebbe Eliezer argued with the Chacham about an oven, if it's pure, if it's impure. A baskel, a voice came out of heaven and said, Halacha is like Rebbe Eliezer. And Rebbe Yeshua stood up on his legs and he said, Torah loi b'shamayim, ain't mashgichin b'baskel. Once Mount Sinai happened, you gave the Torah on earth. And even things that are not clear in the Torah, you gave the sages of each generation, the Sanhedrin, the formula through which to deduce and interpret Torah using their rational and spiritual Jewish minds, Torah minds, in order to be able to ascertain the halacha. And if a Navi comes and says, Hashem said that the halacha is like this person, it's a prophecy, and he wants you to do this. We know that he's lying. The Navi could be one of the Sanhedrin and use his own Torah mind to deduce a halacha. Just because he's a prophet, he's still allowed to be a sage. But if he does it as a nevuah, the Rambam says, this is a lie. Loi b'shamayim he. If the Navi, again, uproots a halacha which says, or it's a tradition, doesn't say clearly in Torah not to eat on Yom Kippur. It says in Torah you afflict your soul on Yom Kippur. Doesn't say not to eat clearly, right? If the Navi says, Hashem said that from today Yom Kippur is cancelled. Or Hashem said chametz on Pesach, it was only for a while. Now the carbs of chametz are very, very good. We know it's immediately a lie, and he is lying. Even if he just agrees with one opinion. Wow, he doesn't uproot Torah. He just says, Hashem said that Allah is like this person. This is undermining the Navu of Moshe Rabbeinu. Hey, there's one big exception. Aval if he's sure, but if it's temporary, Shem and Lebakar. If he's just saying, today Hashem said not to do this mitzvah, or to do this, then you listen to him about everything. If you knew he was a Navi, this is part of the mitzvahs that Hashem gave Moshe. Moshe told Hashem, a Navi can't uproot anything in the Torah permanently, but temporarily, I, who gave you the Torah, gave him a license to do so. Hey, b'medvar ha'mamurim, one important condition, b'shar mitzvahs, all mitzvahs. Any positive or negative mitzvah, the Navi can tell the Jews to violate it in the name of God temporarily. When it comes to idolatry, no, not even temporarily. Even if he performed tremendous miracles, and he said, Hashem came to me and he told me that you should worship idolatry only today. We're only for an hour, for a few minutes, and then we're gone. This mitzvah of Avodah Zarah was canceled for 5 minutes. Hareza Dibir Sara al Hashem. We know for sure that he is lying in the name of God. and he's slandering Hashem. On here there's a clear pasuk. The pasuk says, again in Dvarim Yud Gimel, if a Navi comes up, rises, and he does a miracle, and he tells you, God told me to worship, you should worship idolatry, and the miracle happens. Wow. He predicts that the sun is not rising tomorrow morning. He predicts something powerful. He performs a supernatural feat. You don't listen. Because he spoke slanderously, negatively on God. Do not regard the miracles as anything significant. Why? He's denying the nevuah of Moshe. Now, Moshe said, a Navi can change every mitzvah temporarily, not permanently, temporarily, but not Avodah Zarah. Now this Navi is doing a miracle, and again he wants us to deny Navu of Moshe Rabbeinu, which we know is true, which we saw as an experience. That's not accepted. Ulefichach, therefore, neide bevadi shonavi sheker. We know for sure he's a liar. V'chol ma'ashase belat v'kishav, as everything he did was sorcery and magic. V'yechanek, he should be strangled. The Rambam adds in Meirin Avuchim, I believe. The Rambam and Meirin Avuchim adds a very important idea, explaining why Avodah Zarah is unique. Every other mitzvah, Hashem communicated to us. Hashem said, I want you to fast on Yom Kippur. I want you to put on tefillin. I want you to observe Shabbos. I want you to eat kosher. The Navi comes to me and says, Hashem wants that today you should be makriv a carbon in Muncie, New York. Or be makriv a carbon in Haifa, on a mountain. Or the Navi comes to me and says, today I want you to eat horse meat. Or I want you to eat chazer. Okay. If I know he's a Navi, I'm a chuyuv to eat swine. I'm a chuyuv to eat swine. I'm a chuyuv to work on Shabbos. Fascinating. Avodah Zarah not. What does Avodah Zarah mean? Avodah Zarah is a moment when you acknowledge that God is not the only reality. And that's already to say that Hashem said that Hashem is a liar. The Maamar Nevuchim says that never works. With every other mitzvah, you can accept it temporarily. The Navi says do this or don't do this temporarily. You believe the Navi. This is the conclusion of the ninth chapter of Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah.